Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
All right, 10 minutes away from your password to play Beat the Bank.
Extreme!
Kid Nation, make sure you're listening for that. Whatever Wednesday's happening this hour as well in 40 minutes. From the text, hey JC, is Anna doing the midweek update? Yep, she is definitely going to do your midweek update for you. That's coming up in about 20 minutes, Kid Nation. Don't you worry. Anna will catch you up with what's been happening this week with some joke action.
All right.
But right now, we do need to get into Love Letters to Kelly, which is brought to you by Stamps.com this morning.
We love Stamps.com on this show. Jenna revealed to me that she uses them a lot for her business.
It's so great for a small business because you're able to, you know, you can negotiate rates. And in my opinion and my fulfillment team, they say it's the best that we've ever been able to find for shipping small business. Because I'm telling you, Kelly, you know, when you make money in a small business and then you look at how much shipping can be.
It goes out the window.
It's crazy. Turn around and give it all back. Yeah.
Well, hopefully you use the code Craddock when you order, Jenna.
Yes.
So if you have a computer and maybe you don't have, you know, a warehouse full of stuff, but still mail is a part of your business and your livelihood. With Stamps.com, you get discounts, like Jenna said, you can't even get at the post office. Go in there and try to negotiate, right?
Yeah.
You can save up to 5 cents off every first class stamp, up to 40% off priority mail, and you don't have to take a guess at what the postage is because you have a digital scale. And right now, Kid Nation members get a special offer. It includes the 4-week trial plus free postage and this digital scale. You don't have a long-term commitment, so you have nothing to lose. Go to Stamps.com, click the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in Craddock. That's Stamps.com and enter Craddock.
Thank you, Kelly.
Nice.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I've been dating my boyfriend for 2 years and we're totally in love. However, my ex has been texting me for the past year. It's harmless things like how yummy the cookies I brought to the Christmas party are or to express sympathy over the loss of a family member. They happen to be once every few months and are very short, but something about them makes me uncomfortable. I'm wondering if this communication is toxic to my current relationship. I have no feelings for my ex whatsoever and would never consider going back to him, but I'm wondering if it's possible to keep up this occasional communication without feeling like I'm emotionally cheating. My boyfriend knows about every single text. I've shown them to him and he seems totally fine with it. I just can't shake the feeling that I'm doing something wrong. Do I need to cut off all contact with this ex or is it okay to occasionally talk to an ex-boyfriend? Much love, Kim.
Kim, this is an easy problem to solve. It's causing you discomfort. You don't feel good about it. Block him and don't ever respond again. That's it.
Yeah.
You block him. That's a very easy function. If you don't, because I'd have to have somebody show me, honestly. And another thing is, if they ever, if you, for you, that's too extreme. You just never, ever, ever respond to a text, and eventually they stop.
Mm-hmm.
But block him.
Yeah.
If it's causing you to feel bad, why allow yourself to keep feeling that way?
Amen.
I don't care if your fiance or boyfriend is fine with it or not. Yeah. You don't like it.
You don't like it.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
So, I've been trying to get back in the dating game after a very bad breakup. I was engaged young and decided to put dating on hold for a while I healed on and moved on so I wouldn't take any of that baggage into the next relationship. Very smart. Well, fast forward 6 years, and it's way harder than I thought it was going to be. I'm on dating sites, and I try to swipe on guys that would usually fit what I want. However, all my best friends keep telling me they don't understand why I'm on these sites when it's obvious that a very good guy friend of mine and I are in love. We do have pretty flirty friendship, and he makes me laugh all the time, but he just doesn't check all the boxes. We're very different, and it bothers me that he doesn't seem to have much drive in life. He's a very happy-go-lucky guy and seems to be fine with just living the simple life. I'm very social, and I need someone to keep up with me, but I need someone that can also ground me. I'm constantly telling my friends that if he was interested, he had many, many, many chances to make a move, and they always say that I was the one that friend-zoned him, and I have to take the initiative and make the move. But do I need to show him that I'm finally interested, or do I need to wait for him to make the move again? We've been friends for far too long. Kelly, please help me either shut my friends up or let me be me or tell me to make the move. What should I do?
Wait, are you interested in him or not?
It seems like she's on the line.
It sounds like your friends are talking you into it, and you're like, well, I don't have anything else going on. Your friends don't have to date him and kiss on him. You do. So if you're not interested,
I'm not interested.
You friend zoned him for a reason.
Keep swiping. You know, if you truly are interested, then why not make a move in that direction? But it doesn't sound like to me that you are at all, and you'd be settling. And Don't listen. Your friends are going to be so full of advice.
They think they know what you want.
They think they know.
Yeah.
Are they working on him the same way they're working on you? No. Don't talk yourself into settling for someone who doesn't check off all your boxes. Now, eventually, your boxes do change. You know, sometimes you realize what you thought was so important in your 20s isn't quite as important in your 30s. Like, he can't have any kids, and he has to be 6 foot two or taller. Those things
start fading.
But there's some things that those are your boxes from here on out.
Oh, the feeling, you know.
That spark. You need that spark.
Yeah,
you
need that spark initially. That spark can come.
But it's not happening for her right now.
Don't let your friends talk you into something you're not feeling.
There you go. Boom.
Love letters to Kelly.
It's a little different. Dear Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am.
My son is a brilliant teen who will be graduating high school and turning 18 in May. He's 6'1". He's handsome. He's hilarious, kind, generous, and he has Asperger's. You cannot tell at all from his outward appearance that he's different, except for maybe the 50 cat shirts. He's extremely high functioning and really only struggles with social issues. He has a hard time reading people, knowing what to say and approaching people. But he's a blast to hang out with, and the conversations with him are interesting, educational, and inspiring. Okay, on to the love part. Prom is next weekend, and he doesn't have a date or any friends to go with. He wants to attend, but I'm worried for him. He has struggled with acceptance and self-esteem issues and wants nothing more than to be accepted, loved, and to be given a chance. He's so loyal and would make a best friend ever for someone and some lucky gal the best boyfriend ever. That's a guarantee. So what do I do, Kelly? As a mom, do I encourage him to go? Do I say let's skip it and not risk him being alone and embarrassed? Please help, Kelly. That's sad.
And I do know some people who have Asperger's, and it is this a social, like there's a block for them, a disconnect socially. And they're wonderful people and really intelligent. I mean, it's like this trade-off. You get all this, you know, this intelligence, but the social skills are lacking for a lot of Asperger's. Look, Mom, you want to protect your kids. You want to put a bubble around them and protect them from everything, but you got to let him go. And he's going to be experiencing a lot of joys in life, a lot of heartache. I didn't have Asperger's, but I didn't get asked to go to, you know, prom or anything like that either. So it's not just necessarily exclusive to a child who has...
And if he wants to go,
like that.
If he wants to go,
let him go.
Take your shot
and make it as big a deal for him as he wants it to be.
Right.
You know, let him. You know, get him a nice suit. Make it a big deal for him. I would like to think that there's a couple of other people who are going stag, and maybe there's a group of stag kids that'll get together. But you got to let him experience
a wide range of emotions.
Yeah, because you're not going to be there for him when he's, you know, 30 years old, and there's a company Christmas party, and everybody's supposed to bring a date, and he's not going to have one. He's got to figure this stuff out. So I would let him go.
Yeah. Let him live that
life.
And
then be there for him if he has you know, emotions to deal with afterwards.
That's from Callie. Hang in there, Callie.
Yeah. It's tough. You want you just want everything to be so good for your kid. I get it.
You get out there and have fun, buddy.
Yeah.
Hopefully it goes well for you.
Yeah.
Love letters. Letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I'm writing this letter because of my relationship with my mom. It's been very hard lately because she left my stepdad, the man who raised me, for another man after she had an affair. They're getting married soon, and I'm supposed to be a supportive daughter. But how could I do that when my heart is broken from the choice she made? I want her to find the happiness she is searching for, but I don't want to betray my now ex-stepfather. It was so hard on the family when the truth came out, and I still feel like we are all trying to heal. How can I move on and be more supportive, Savannah?
You don't have to necessarily be supportive and a cheerleader for the relationship. I think your only obligation is to be polite. You know, I mean, you can still have a relationship with your stepdad who is like a father to you. So don't let that relationship go. But I just think your only obligation is to be polite. You don't have to stand up and, you know, profess your love for this new man. And you don't have to tell your mom, you know, I understand what you did. You just have to be, that's it. When you, polite, just show up and be nice. Don't be effusive. Don't go out of your way to, I'm going to throw you a bridal shower, Mom. Or something like, you know, that's too much.
Yeah.
You just be polite.
Be nice.
That's all you can do.
We'll have your password here after this letter.
Love letters. love letters to Kelly.
So quickie, dear Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am.
My husband recently admitted that he isn't as attracted to me as he once was, and it devastated me.
That's tough.
I know he loves me, and he cried with me after admitting it and realizing he hurt my feelings. He treats me with nothing but love and respect in all aspects of our marriage, but I can't seem to get past this. He tells me all the time how much he loves me and doesn't know what he would do without me. Any advice on how I can move past this, Nicole?
I mean, that's a hard thing to overcome.
Man, he was
Did
very...
he say why he wasn't attracted to you?
He just says he's not as attracted as he was, once was.
I mean, feelings ebb and flow like that, and that's a hard thing to overcome. And, man, how do you get past that? I don't know. You put a Band-Aid on it, pretend like it never happened? That's one option. Another option is to try to maybe recapture that thing that he was attracted to in the past. I don't know what it is. Maybe mix it up with, trying some new clothing. Maybe introduce things in the bedroom. Maybe get a new hairstyle. Maybe show him a vibrant side of you. It might be something it's not even a tangible thing.
Uh-huh.
Maybe you're just so caught up in the routine of the everyday rut, and he's bored, and you're part of the rut, so you're part of the boredom. And he doesn't even know where to, place that.
Right. He doesn't know why he's feeling that way.
Maybe it's just a matter of shaking things up a little bit. It's hard. That's hard.
Tough. I don't even know how you told her that.
It's hard.
Like, yeah.
I'm not as attracted to you as I once was. How do you tell your wife that?
I don't know.
As a wife, would you want to hear that if your husband isn't feeling it? Would you want to hear that?
You wouldn't want to hear it, but you'd also want to say,
I'd rather you
tell me that and give me a chance to fix it before you come to me and say, it's over.
Yeah, I've been having an affair because.
So it's not necessarily, some people like, For better, for worse.
Right.
Well, we're way more flippant with divorce now than it used to be.
Yeah,
and people don't. They're like, life is short. I got one shot. I'm not living like this anymore. So here's your chance to shake things up a little bit, add some spice in the relationship. And like I said, it might not be necessarily with your physical that he's not attracted to. You're just part of the whole package that he's bored in his life. So let's start planning some weekend.
That's a girl's been therapy right there.
Yeah, just plan some, let's get a weekend out of town. Let's just go do something. And don't necessarily attack him with sexy lingerie, but just shake up the routine.
Little things.
There you
maybe
go.
That
there you
brings
go.
Some excitement back.
Good spin.
We
good
won't
spin.
Do that.
Hopefully that helps you out, Nicole. Yeah. Solid advice from Kelly Raspberry this morning. And if you want to write her, go to KidNation.com. We do these on Mondays and Wednesdays. It's called Love Letters to Kelly. But Kid Nation, yes, it's time to hook you up with that vault password. You need it so that you can choose one of our vaults. One of them contains $10,000.
Boom.
Now it all depends on how gutsy you're feeling, how long are you going to stay in that vault. The password you need, though, is Pug.
Pug!
Pug.
Shout out.
Jenna's favorite thing in the world, Pug, is your password. Beat the Bank Extreme is 10 minutes away, and so is Anna's midweek update.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Let's do it. Let's try to win that $10,000, Kid Nation. Pick up that phone and give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
Dial carefully, 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
The name of the game is Beat the Bank
Extreme.
And we're looking for caller number 13 to play. And look, if you don't get in this hour, we got you next hour. We play twice a day.
Okay,
so there's
right.
plenty of opportunities for you to try to find that vault containing $10,000. But joining us in studio right now, fresh off of her trip to the NYC, quickie date with her boyfriend,
Hi.
Anna.
Hello.
Hi,
hey.
Anna.
Hi.
How was the date with Ryan?
Oh, it was so much fun.
Yeah.
It was so good. I went to go visit him in New York City. We spent the day there. We were there on a Saturday.
Yeah.
So, of course, I got to go to the Saturday Night Live gift shop.
Oh.
Yay. Where I got this hat.
Right. Yeah, you did.
Yeah, and I also got a coffee mug.
Now, we did tell you that sometimes you get to see some of the SNL cast members walking around. Did anybody? Did you see Keenan or something? Or Pete?
I did get to see one. He's not one of the big ones. Alex Moffat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, only because I watched the show last night, so I saw the intro.
Yeah. Alex Moffat.
He's cute, right?
Yeah. And he was on Weekend Update this week, which was great. He was just, standing outside. I got too nervous, so I didn't say anything. And I just kind of, freaked out a little, and he got too far. And I was like, oh, no, I missed it. But I did take a picture of, the Rainbow Room sign. And if you zoom into my picture, you can see him standing there. So I kind of maybe a little bit got a picture of him. Not with him, though.
But I'll be honest. Anna said she freaked out and forgot his name and did didn't know how to approach that situation.
And I didn't want to just be like, hey, you.
Hey, you cast member.
I'm sure that happens to them a lot.
Yeah, especially since
I know you.
They're still pretty new, those guys.
Yeah, but I don't know. I was too excited and the moment passed, but maybe next time.
That was the only celebrity you saw in New York?
Yeah, as far as I know, at least the only one that I noticed.
No naked cowboy?
No, not this time.
I always ask about him for some reason. That's the only guy I know in New York. Basically.
That's your boy.
Yeah. Did you go get those Levan cookies?
I looked it up and it was just really far from where I was.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to, though.
It's the best cookie in the world.
Yeah.
And I have never actually had one, but people go just to get the chocolate chip cookie at the Levan Bakery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've tried to replicate the recipe.
How'd it go?
Excellent.
Oh, good. So you made it happen.
Yeah.
Look at you. Congratulations.
Perfect cookie.
Yeah, I wanted to. It was just far from where I was. But thank you for the recommendation.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, and I didn't get to meet her her Weekend Update idol, Colin Jost.
No.
But she did bring us the midweek update, so that's good.
Nice.
Okay. So we're in April now.
Yes.
Which means that March Madness is over. Did you guys win your brackets?
No.
Oh, no. You didn't listen to me, an avid sports follower, when I made my prediction and gave you the answer 2 weeks ago? Hit it, Trey. I love basketball.
Yeah.
And March Madness.
Sure
and
you
everything.
Do.
You love sports.
I love sports.
You're a sports girl.
Yeah. I'm betting on Virginia.
Oh, you're taking Virginia, huh?
Yes.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. I know. That was from 2 weeks ago.
Well,
that wasn't
done.
A creative edit.
No.
I remember her saying
that. Yeah, I remember that.
Because Virginia sounded a little suspicious to me.
No, because I remember.
I'm betting on Virginia. You know what I'm saying?
I remember you saying that.
Yeah.
I remember saying Virginia that way, too, and responding to her because they had lost last year to the 16.
Yeah.
And I was like,
listen
I don't know.
To it again. You could hear it. Yeah. Sounds edited to me.
All right, Kelly, I'm going to take it to a guy that could be able to tell if this was doctored or not.
No, I remember her saying it.
We're on to you, Anna.
Oh, no. So don't overlook my sports joke. But this week, my sports joke was on you guys. So.
It was edited?
No. No, I was just...
No.
No. She truly did say that.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Promise.
Kelly still does not believe
you. I 100% remember.
I believe you.
I do.
I remember.
Thank you. How cool.
Kelly is over there.
So this week on an SNL... Kit Harington, who plays Jon Snow, was the host. And to our surprise, he shaved his beard.
Yeah.
It was the first thing that we noticed. And people were outraged, tweeting, I'm suing SNL for this. And Kit Harington shaving his face is a tragedy. Because it's just so weird to see someone look so different when you're so used to it. You know? So, JC, don't think that I didn't notice. I know you're wearing a new hat today.
Thank you.
And also, you can enter the Game of Thrones death pool over at KidNation.com, just letting you guys know, where you can make predictions about like who dies and who stays alive in the season.
Oh, okay.
Which is pretty cool. I made my predictions.
Yeah?
So just letting you guys know that fun fact.
You don't want to give out your predictions because they'll steal them, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And they're probably wrong. yesterday, HBO and Columbia Records announced For the Throne, music inspired by Game of Thrones, featuring music from SZA, The Weeknd, Travis Scott, and many others. Mm. It's going to be, as Travis Scott would say, lit. Or as Daenerys would say, Dracarys. Which is what she says when the dragon is on fire.
Oh.
Yeah.
Basically, Game of Thrones for lit.
This is some of it right here.
Oh.
You can get this Game of Thrones music all you want.
Yeah, April 26th.
Meanwhile, Jay-Z and Kanye are like, we did Watch the Throne. You guys remember that?
I got a playlist for Sitting on the Throne.
Was that a poop joke, Al?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good, okay.
Yeah, if it's a joke, it's a poop joke from Al.
Yeah. Gross.
So, Netflix raised its prices again, which sucked for the five people out there who actually pay for the accounts.
You know what I realize?
What?
Sorry to interrupt for a second.
No, you're good.
I have two.
Netflix accounts?
I got that email twice to two different email addresses, which means I have signed up for Netflix twice and didn't take my credit card off one of them.
Oh.
So I'm paying $12.99 twice?
Wow.
Voila. Didn't even notice.
They're counting on people like me.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, did you give your password to people?
No.
Oh. You don't?
No. I don't even use mine.
Oh.
We use Juan Snow's.
Oh.
I'm canceling
boyfriend.
Both.
Can I have your password?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, let her.
So, you guys know how if you put in, speaking of passwords, your incorrect password on your iPhone, it disables it for a few minutes?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, there's a story about this guy whose iPad was disabled for 48 years.
Yes.
After his 3-year-old son kept trying the password. But when he asked what happened, his girlfriend was like, I swear it was the baby.
Good move. Good move.
Yes.
Good
yes.
move.
So thank you for coming to my midweek update.
Well done, Anna.
Yay. Awesome, Anna.
Yeah, is there a way to fix that on your iPad if your kid?
Yeah, well, there was actually a whole like Twitter thread about it because the guy was like, I don't know how to fix it. And people were sending him like tips on how you can like log in from your iCloud and like do all this stuff. Like you can reset it and all this everything. So if you accidentally disable your boyfriend's phone, just go check out that Twitter thread.
Knowing Apple, they make you buy a new one.
Right?
Probably.
That's the thing.
With a new
wipe
charger.
Everything off.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Thank you, Anna, for that right there. Let's give away some money. It's coming up. There you go.
The bang. So excited yesterday to ride my bike 2 miles in. Flat tire, had to hike. Beat the bang.
Extreme. So that diet's not going well, huh?
No, diet's going great.
What popped the tire?
Pothole.
You went over a pothole?
Yeah, I mean, I was so excited, man. I just got my bike out of the shop. I spent like got tuned up, got me a new helmet, got my bike pants on. I'm like, all right, here
you
go.
You did all the right things. You tuned it, you put air and everything.
Man,
okay.
I did everything. And I'm on the way. I said, okay, the trail is 7.5 miles each way. I'm going to go ahead and do it.
Yeah.
It's 15. It's 3 miles there, 3 miles back. So that was going to be a 21-mile ride. I'm like, I'm pumped. I can do this. It hadn't ridden in 3 years. Forget it. I can still do this. I mean, I start pedaling. I'm having a good old time.
Oh.
2 miles. I'm 2 miles from my house. I'm not far enough to call somebody for help.
But still.
But it's a long walk back in bike shoes.
And you're wearing bike shoes?
Yes.
Yeah, because he's a for reals bike.
Do you have those tight bike shorts on?
Yeah.
You do?
Booty's looking good.
If you do say so yourself.
If I do say so myself.
So you got that crotch pad?
Yeah. Booty looking good.
Got that waddle?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, boy. I took my sunglasses off. Maybe somebody recognized me. Give me a ride. Nope.
Sorry, yeah.
Walking my butt back too much.
So when are you getting that tire fixed?
It's in the shop now. I took it straight to the shop, so I'll try it again today.
Oh, really? I thought you were going to say another 3 years.
No.
There you go. What's up, April?
Hey.
How you doing this morning?
I am freaking fantastic. How are you?
Well, I'm freaking happy to be talking to you. That's what I am. That's what's happening right now. What are you up to right now, April?
I am driving to work.
And what do you do?
I am a customer service rep for self-pay accounts for Freeman Health Systems in Joplin, Missouri.
Hey,
Shout out, Joplin.
And I can tell you have good customer service. I can tell by your voice.
Oh, yeah.
You're super nice and friendly already. Mostly because
I actually just started last week, so this is, like, awesome.
Oh, really? What were you doing before that?
I was a business office manager at a long-term and skilled nursing facility.
Okay.
All right.
A little switch in career right there. It's all good. We want to get you a little extra cash coming in this Wednesday, so why don't we step up to the bank vault?
Hello. Please enter your password.
Pug.
Password accepted.
Yeah, it is.
Yay.
Yeah. You like that meme lately?
Which
it's
one?
It's like, no one. Or it's like, quiet, and then the pug's like...
All right, April, congratulations. You have gained access to our vaults. Now, which one would you like to pick out of the remaining ones?
11, please.
Vault number 11. All right, let's get that one ready for you. Here is Jenna to tell you how we play the game since she loves pugs so much.
I do. Yes, you're going to hop in that vault. No pugs in there, though. And the banker's going to start shouting out some steadily increasing dollar amounts. No idea when that vault door is going to shut. So all you have to do is feel it out and say stop when you think it's gone as high as it's going to go. And if you hear any number that ends in 1,000, 1,000, 2,000, 5,000, 10,000, that's the last. So make sure you say stop if you get that far.
Will do.
All right.
All right. Make sure you yell it loud, because if it closes, you get nothing. We don't want that, April. All right.
Got it.
Let's do it. Let's play.
Beat the bank.
$120. $190. $250. $300. $360. $420. 460. 500. 590. 640. 660.
April, you are a tough cookie.
Yeah, and April, you know what? We're playing
I'm
in here.
Out.
Yeah, I know you were. You're going for it.
Right. I would.
We're playing in here
it's
with you, too.
It's birthday month. Why not?
That's right, April, there baby.
When is your birthday, April?
The 25th.
Happy early birthday.
My mother's birthday.
Thank
oh, is
you.
It really? Connie's birthday's on the 25th.
You're Taurus's.
So do you think if your birthday had been in May, they would have named you May?
No. I was actually named after a song, but that's another story for another day.
I met another woman named April, and she wasn't born in April either.
Mm. Yeah, Al.
Okay. All right.
Well, April, hopefully we get to talk to you again soon. You keep on trying. It was a pleasure. And have a good day at work. And look, Kid Nation, got another password for you in about 35 minutes.
Yep.
So you're going to be gutsy like April and go for it. Try to get as much money as you can. It closed on me and Al. We were still in.
Yeah,
we were going for
hoping.
It, too. We were hoping. But coming up next, it's all about you, Kid Nation. We want to do a little Whatever Wednesday. That means you can ask us any questions you want. You can bring up any story that you want to talk about. Maybe
whatever
you're really interested in something. We haven't brought it up yet. This is your shot. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
For example.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all. I've been on maternity leave for the past 3 months and couldn't listen to the show. What'd I miss?
Oh,
well, you missed so much. Jenna's got a boyfriend now.
JC doesn't have a beard anymore.
I shaved my beard.
Yeah.
Yep. Kelly was wrong.
Dr. Girlfriend got engaged. Somebody else.
That was one or 2 months ago. But anyway, yeah, if you haven't heard.
Just a few of those things. And so hopefully that catches you up in the last 3 months. And we'll take your questions and your stories next, Kid Nation.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
That's right. You can have whatever you like. You can talk about whatever you want right now, Kid Nation. All you have to do is give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Now, you can use that phone number to call the show, but you can also text us if you're already in the office and you don't want to be too loud and get in trouble with your boss. We got you. It's all good. You can send us a text our way. Got one here. I actually have been asked this quite a bit. I didn't think it was going to strike as hot as it did, but we got a few text messages asking, hey, whatever happened with that guy at the gym that was trying to get JC to help him move?
Yes.
From Melissa and a few other people.
Yep. Did you still have your truck?
I still have my truck. I haven't turned it in yet because I haven't gotten my new car. But I have seen him every day at the gym since he asked me to move his, I think it was a washer and dryer or a refrigerator. I don't remember exactly what it was. No, I have not helped him. And he has not brought it up again.
He has. Okay.
He has not brought it up again.
But I would assume that by this point, he's gotten someone else to help him. Or
I hope so. Or maybe he got a delivery service.
Rented a truck or something.
The day after I did talk about it, I did go into the gym. And I think I told this to you guys off air. But I saw him at the gym. And he didn't even make eye contact with me. Like, he was upset with me.
Well, yeah.
So I thought he heard the radio show. And I was like, oh, great. This is going to be awkward forever now. I'm going to have to quit this gym.
Yeah.
But then he came up to me a few minutes later and was fine and normal and friendly. And But no, I did not help the guy move.
Okay.
Thank you for asking.
All right.
Kelly, have you checked out the YouTube documentary about the Lou Pearlman and the other boy band members, Howie was on the trailer?
I haven't yet, no.
So it was, did you see it? Lance Bass created a documentary about Lou Pearlman and how he basically conned Backstreet Boys and NSYNC and the other boy bands.
I saw a headline where he said the animosity between the two groups was very real, that Lou orchestrated that rivalry.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen that one, no. I watched the Netflix one on the Backstreet Boys when they reunited.
Okay. So this one's on YouTube.
YouTube?
Yeah.
Is he still in prison?
Write it down.
Lou Pearlman's dead.
He's dead?
Oh, he died.
Oh, man.
He died
in prison, right? I'm not really sure about that.
I think
that.
So, yeah. He went to prison.
I missed that one.
But, yeah.
Okay, so it's Lance Bass. YouTube.
Lance Bass directed it, and it's on YouTube. I forgot the name of it.
Okay, I can Google it.
But from what I've heard, it's actually pretty good. Let's go to the phones here.
Real quick, from the text, what happened to Al's earbuds? Are they still in the dryer? Yes.
You didn't get them out yet?
I went to dry some clothes last night. I hadn't touched the dryer. I hadn't done any clothes.
Oh.
They're still there. I tried to... No, they're stuck. I'm gonna buy a new dryer.
Al left some earbuds in his jeans, and when he washed it, they came out and somehow got stuck in the water.
Like, they are lodged in there.
Impossible to pull out.
And I'm starting to do laundry with them hanging.
I did see a text when you talked about it the first time that said, "Hey, just run it again and open it because the plastic will get soft, and so you can pull it out then."
Okay.
With the heat from the dryer, it'll soften up the plastic so that maybe it'll shrink a little bit.
What's that little thing that dangles down in your throat? What is it called?
The uvula?
Uvula. They're hanging like a uvula from the top of my dryer.
Nice.
Yeah.
Hi, Rachel.
Hi.
Welcome to the show. So you want to talk about something you're really excited about, huh?
Yes.
Okay, what are you excited about?
The BTS Halsey collab that has been announced recently.
You're super excited. I'm actually pretty excited about that, too.
Who are you more of a fan of, Rachel, Halsey, or BTS?
BTS, definitely.
Yeah. Who's your favorite member of BTS?
J-Hope.
Oh, yeah.
Is he the most popular one? Because I see a lot of people talking about J-Hope all over the place.
No, not really.
Okay.
He's the least person to be favorited.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
So he's just getting a lot of love lately that I've been seeing.
That's a smart move, girl.
Yeah, go for the underdog.
Yeah.
And which one's your favorite relation, like best friend friendship in the group?
I think Namjoon and Jin.
Yep. See, the guys all have best friends in the group, and then they have their like best friend name.
Oh,
I was reading about that the other day.
Them
yeah, they
together.
Ship them together, and then the BTS fans, the army, they all rate on which one's most popular at the time.
Kelly's a big fan, also.
Yeah, there you go. Well, Rachel, we're really excited. Yeah, I can't wait to see what Halsey does with BTS. I'm sure it's going to be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
You going to go check them out when they come to the on tour?
Well, they're not going like anywhere near Texas, so sadly, no.
Dang it! Well, hopefully they do end up going near you, and you get to check them out live in person, Rachel.
Yeah, good luck. Hope you get to see them.
Yeah.
I hope you have a good day at school today.
Thank you.
Bye, Rachel. Thanks for calling in. Hi, Amber.
Hi.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing just fine.
All right.
We're
doing great.
Good.
Now, you have a question about how we used to be back in the day, huh?
Used to be.
Uh-huh.
I do. So, 8 weeks ago, I decided I was going to flip my Jeep. And so, I missed 8 weeks of school. But I started back, 2 weeks ago? And I have hundreds again in my classes. I was wondering if y'all were that dedicated to school or if y'all were just party goers.
She wants to know if we were party animals back in school or were we dedicated. Big Al.
I'm going to have to say that I was, I'm assuming you're talking about college, I was a little more on the party side than the school side. Now, that might be hard to believe. I like to go to parties. I like to DJ the parties. I was that guy.
Okay, Kelly.
Big Al, I can see that one.
Exactly, right?
I worked three parts.
Jenna was the good one.
Oh.
You know, interestingly, I was both. I was a good student, but I would also be, you know, on an hour of sleep finishing up, you know, a presentation
right.
for class. So I partied, but I was good in school.
Kelly?
Oh.
I didn't party.
Yeah, Kelly was super good. Super good goody.
Well, we know Kelly.
Yeah, I dropped out for 5 years and went back. And when I went back, because I promised my mother I would, I was working three part-time jobs and going to school full-time.
Yeah.
It wasn't fun. I was just counting down the days to be done.
Yeah.
I dropped out, went back, then stopped and got a six-pack on the way when I was going back.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
dropped out again.
I changed a little bit. In high school, I was the kid that would stay in on the weekends. I didn't go to parties. I would study because I was so afraid that if I screwed up, I would be kicked off the football team or I would get in big trouble. And I really wanted to go to college because nobody in my family had gone. When I got into college, though, and I got a little bit of freedom, and I stopped playing football, I started partying a little bit more. So I was like, probably like Jenna, I was both.
Yeah.
But I was definitely not getting I was not pulling the GPA that I was pulling in high school and college.
Right.
Ooh.
There you go.
There you go.
Hopefully that answers your question there, Amber.
Never been asked that before.
Yeah. Were we party animals or not? From the text, hey, did Justin survive his skydiving? Well, why don't we ask him ourselves? Because okay. part-time Justin yesterday went skydiving.
Here he
is. Real quick, but while he enters, we do have a part-time Justin call here. Hi, Morgan.
Hey, guys.
So you're whatever Wednesday involves part-time Justin, huh?
It does, yes. I don't know why, but anytime I hear Sam Smith, and especially the song Dancing with a Stranger, I just picture part-time Justin singing it, and there's a music video.
I love this song.
I wish I sounded like Santa.
Yeah, me too.
Go ahead and sing it, Justin.
Dancing with the stranger. Dancing with the stranger.
So.
That we want to sound like.
Did we cure you of that?
No.
So there you go, Morgan. You can still picture him, but definitely does not sound like Santa.
Thank you, Morgan.
Morgan, you have a wonderful day. Thanks for calling in. All right, part-time Justin, how'd it go yesterday,
bud? Oh, my gosh. What a thrill of a lifetime. Jumping out of a plane, going down 120 miles per hour.
So cool, right?
14,000 feet in the air. Now, oh, it was insane.
Now, do you get when I told you that you can't describe the feeling? It's you can't describe it.
No, you can't. There's no way to describe the feeling of moving, jumping out of a plane.
No.
Yeah. Into the sky.
No.
Looking at the ground. It was insane. So I get there, and it's not just like a skydiving place, but it's also a training facility to train people to do this on their own.
Just for fun.
Just for fun, and just do it as an active sport.
Okay.
And so they sit me down, they show me the video, and they're like, this is what you're going to do, and this is what we expect you to do. You're going to tuck, bend, arch your back, and jump out of the plane. And they're like, and today, we want you to pull the parachute. Like, what?
That's too much pressure.
I know. Speaking of pressure, they gave me a barometer as well.
Yeah, you have
so
that.
I can look at. I kept on calling it a watch because it's a barometer.
Your heart.
No, for
the altitude. Oh, so yeah, you don't
altitude,
want to pull
air pressure.
Oh.
And they're like at 7. When it gets to 7,000, that's when you need to walk on that. And whenever it gets down to 6, that's when you need to pull the parachute.
Okay.
I'm like, okay. And they're telling me all this information in the training facility.
Can't you be like, I want the pro that's on top of me right here to do it.
That's what
you
I said.
Too. Yeah.
I was like, I don't want to pull the cord.
I don't want to pay attention.
I'll forget.
And I'm so nervous as well, but luckily I had the amazing person, Ben. Oh my gosh, he could be like a warrior from the Starks, from Game of Thrones, man. He had a beard. Uh-huh. He was so manly.
And he was on your back.
And he was on my back. he made me feel so safe.
Yeah.
And he was just the coolest guy ever. And so he was walking me through the steps. He's done it over 9,000 times. Mm. Let me know that he goes, hey, I don't want to die either. Okay, so
good.
You need to listen.
That's good to know.
And so after I watch this video and they're telling me what I need to do, I'm like, all right, I'm confident. Let's do this.
I'm nervous as hell, but very excited at the same time.
What are you nervous about?
Jumping from a moving plane in the sky.
Like, why would you do that?
Because I know, it's crazy. It's always been on my bucket list to go skydiving, and so today is the day I get to check that off. We're jumping from 14,000 feet in the air.
A little more than 2.5 miles straight up, right?
Yeah, just a little bit more than that.
How fast are we going on the way down?
120 miles per hour.
And when are you going to open that parachute?
At 6 o'clock.
Altimeter says 6 o'clock. You got it. You got to save yourself and my buddy Ben.
Yeah, same. I got to pull that. I got to pull the golf ball, and we're going to go down.
You got it?
Maybe.
You ready?
Yeah, hopefully.
Anything
to
say before we go meet this airplane?
To infinity and Beyonce.
Let's go have fun, man.
Okay. Boom. To infinity and Beyonce. That's what I wanted to say. That's what I wanted to say
okay.
when I jumped out. And it all changes whenever you... So I'm excited because they show me what I'm going to do. And then you get on the plane and you start going up into the air and you realize how high you are up. And then your confidence
goes
about
away.
Jumping out of the plane goes away. And I'm nervous. My legs are starting to shake. And I'm
watching the video on Kid TV and it looks like you're the only one that doesn't have on a helmet in the airplane.
Yeah, because I'm going with professionals, people who've done it. They've done it like 8 times that day.
Yeah.
And Ben, he's like, he goes, you're shaking. Are you okay? And I'm like, okay, I'm okay. And there's this girl. She's next to me. And I was like, how many times have you done this? She goes, this is my 5th time today. And I was like, oh, my
today?
God. Today? Today.
Now, real quick, Al, like, honestly, what the hell am I going to do? You know what I mean?
Good point.
what's it going to do?
Good point. Okay, but I'm just saying, everybody else got one
I got
on.
You.
And then I look at her, and I'm like, what do you tell yourself to jump out of this plane? She goes, I just usually just sing a song, you know? And
jump.
I guess so. And they're like, so what song are you feeling? In my mind, it was ACT UP by City Girls, which is a very inappropriate song, has a lot of foul language, filthy language, but it was all the encouragement I needed to jump out of this plane. And so someone jumps out at 7,000 feet in the air, and I just see him, just a body fall
just
out of the plane. And
he just barrel rolled out?
Yes.
Just, they just
and I'm,
start jumping out all of a sudden.
Why there when you're going twice as high?
He wanted a shorter distance to the ground.
Yeah. So,
which is crazy.
It's weird. It's like when you're on a bus and you know how people just hit the little line and then they stop the bus and they get off. But this is on a plane. And you just see people get up they walk up to the door and just jump out.
And I'm jaw dropped. I was like, what? A person just fell the plane.
Is he okay?
And I don't know why. Like, I'm shocked because I'm like, I thought I was going to see the smoke and mirrors about skydiving. Like, actually, people don't really jump out of a plane because it's not that safe. But no. Person just fell.
So how was it when you jumped out? Did you finally get up there?
So we get up there.
14,000 feet.
And I'm not even thinking.
Are you scared?
I'm not even thinking about what I'm going to say.
At that point, were you scared? Shaking?
Yes, shaking. And I just see people. So I'm in a line and people are just.
It's like lemons.
And I'm next. Like, oh no. And I'm just like, you better jump, Justin. You better jump. And then the guy that I'm skydiving with, Ben, he goes, put your head in my chest, Justin. I'm like, okay.
Anything you say. You say anything.
So I put my head in his chest and he goes, 1, 2, 3, and we go. And it was that slow motion, quiet thing that you see in the movies. It's like,
yeah, because they say you don't feel a stomach drop nothing. Like you would anticipate.
You just feel the wind hitting you, and you just float.
And he told me to arch my back, and I was like, I got you, bro. And we do it, and I fall out of the sky, and it was the most beautiful thing I've ever seen while you're crying. In your eyes, and you can barely see, going 120 miles per hour. The wind's going in my mouth. I'm falling crazy.
You're holding hands with people that are right next to you.
Formations in the air. I felt for 45 seconds. Free fall.
The video, we have at kidnation.com if you want to check it out.
All right, good job.
And if you want to do it, go to Skydive Spaceland. These people are awesome. They're safe. It's fun. Just thank you, everybody, for doing this for me.
I'm telling you, it's one of those things you should do at least once in your lifetime.
It changed Justin so much, it changed his wardrobe.
Yeah, like he's
like now he's a lumberjack.
Yeah. It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Beat the bang.
Beat the bang.
Extreme.
Beat the bang.
Extreme.
It's happening Sunday. The anticipation is long. Y'all watch the other show. I'll watch Game of Thrones.
Love that Al's like, you know what? Never seen an episode. I think I'm going to start watching. I think I'm going to just watch season 8.
There was a list that came out of the episodes you definitely need to watch.
Oh.
Okay. Before season 8 starts.
I would say if you watch the last 2 of every season, because their recaps are so extensive before each episode, in my opinion. Because sometimes, you know, the second to last one's really good. But yes.
Yeah, he said, and that's, I think, what it was. Most of them, it was definitely the first episode of the season. And then it was one in the middle, and then the last 2.
So I need to watch that show about Game of Thrones. Have you seen that on HBO?
I thought about The Walking Dead.
It's about, no, they got, I was looking for it last week because I thought it was on last week.
But I know they're premiering a 2-hour documentary about the making of the show after the series finale. Okay.
No, you need plot lines. You need to know the character. Yeah. I think that's what you need.
Have a show about it yet.
Yeah, it's called About Game of Thrones. Yeah.
Wikipedia, it'll catch you all up.
Elise!
Yes!
How are you doing this morning?
I am doing a heck of a lot better.
Yeah, what are you up to right now?
I'm actually sitting in the parking lot at work.
All right, and what do you do?
I'm a parole officer. I'm in the parking lot of a prison right now.
Ooh. Very interesting. How many?
Yeah, that's one way to put it.
How many people do you have to look after?
Well, I interview anywhere from 12 to 15 people a week.
Wow.
And if they're not keeping up their end of the bargain, what do? You cuff them and throw them in the slammer?
Oh, no, I don't make any decisions. Basically, I just get all the information together so that the board can make the decision without sifting through all the information, because there can be boxes of information.
Okay. So you ask them questions, they answer, and you just give a nice little,
Oh, are you helping people who are asking for parole or who are already on parole and they're checking in with you?
Yeah.
It's people who are up for parole, and then basically I get the information together so the board can make the decision.
Okay.
I was thinking it was the opposite, like they were checking in with you.
Yeah.
Okay, wow, no, that's a big job.
That's the other end. Yeah. That's the district parole end.
Do they flirt with you to try and get in your good grace?
It's happened before, but typically they know better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you ever fear for your safety?
Not really, actually. Yeah. Because as a parole officer, that's probably the last person they want to hurt.
Yeah.
And have you ever had Have you ever had somebody come in where you're like, this person's not ready for parole, and then like 2 months later they come in and they made a big change?
It's possible, but I have to actually see it myself.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, such an interesting job, Elise. Wow, that's cool.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's get you a little extra cash this morning since you do some cool work out there. Let's step up to the vault.
Hello. Please enter your password.
Houseboat.
Password.
There you go.
Accepted. Yeah. Get you one of those, Al. Houseboat.
Houseboat.
All right, Elise, you have gained access to the vault. Which vault would you like to choose out of the ones we have left?
I'm going with 29.
Vault number 29, Big Al Mac, will you let our friend know how we play the game, please?
Sure. Elise, you're going to hear our banker holler at a whole bunch of dollar amounts. And much like you and your job, you're going to have a decision to make. You're going to have to see when you want to say stop because you don't think it's going to go much further. Now, it could go into the hundreds, could go into the thousands. We have no idea. You just need to say stop before that door closes. If you don't, no parole, no money, no nothing. No payroll.
That's the slammer for you.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, we don't want that to happen.
Do you understand? It could go all the way up to 10,000, or it could stay in the hundreds. All right, I just want to make sure you know everything. You got all the info.
Okay, great.
You have a good gut feeling because you're a parole officer, so you know what's up.
Oh, right. Yeah, I don't know about that. I'm really nervous.
You'll be fine. Let's see how much money you win. Let's play
Beat the Bank.
$70, $190, $220, $270. 370, 400, 530, 570, 650, 780.
Yeah.
I felt that one in my bones.
Man. Elise was going for it, though. You were going for it.
Yeah. I thought, why not?
Hey, why not, right? Hey. You know, you could win up to $10,000. Why not take that risk?
Somebody's going to have that attitude one day, and it's going to win them $10,000.
It's gonna pay off.
And it could have been you.
It could have been you.
The next one. We don't know.
It is what it is.
It was awesome talking to you, and thank you for letting us ask a bunch of questions about your job because it's really interesting, Elise. And hopefully, we get to talk to you again soon. Oh, man.
Next, you're going into a funky mood. Nobody's getting paroled today.
Yeah. Elise.
But I've been the model prisoner.
What a great person. I like her, too. She's cool. Real quick, though.
Yeah.
Breaking news.
What?
The first ever black hole picture has been released.
Oh, it has? I thought it was unveiled at 9.
Nope. It's been released, Jenna. I'm staring at it right now. It's a little blurry. But it's
a picture of...
It's kind of anticlimactic.
This is a landmark day. Well, we're supposed to have video, aren't we?
Up in the sky somewhere?
Yeah, this was the first that we've ever been able to see.
It's a little blurry, and it looks like a ring of fire.
Yes,
there's definitely a black hole in the middle. Yeah, it sucks everything in. Hmm. The gravity that this black hole has is just sucking
things
in.
What's in the black hole?
Stuff. And it just... Light can't even get through the black hole.
Or you have to be black.
Oh, right?
Because it's a black hole.
Where does the stuff that gets sucked in the black hole go?
Maybe
nobody knows.
It's like a Roomba, Kelly.
Yeah, nope.
It goes up in there, you never see it again.
Right?
But don't let dog poop.
Nobody knows. Maybe the scientists know, and I need to read about it, but I don't think we know. It's just a bunch of stuff that's put into one compact area, from what I've been reading on.
I got a cousin named Black Hole.
Al, you have been on a roll today.
A good one here. Anyways, I'll put up the black hole picture here soon. That's pretty cool.
The matter pulled in is believed to settle in a disc-like formation.
So it just...
It just floats around inside the black hole.
There's more that happens. It's a little more complicated, and you can read it if you're interested.
Stars get pulled in there, planets.
Really, like celebrities?
Oh, my goodness. All right, so Kelly Raspberry.
What?
You were wrong for the first time.
Oh, wow.
At your house.
I didn't say I was wrong for the first time, but it might be the first time I admitted it.
Did Alan played the Kelly Wrong Dance.
All right. What was Kelly wrong about? Because she doesn't want to talk about it, so we're going to get Alan on the phone. I think at least we're going to try to get him on, and we'll see what Kelly was wrong about next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, so we had two vault door closes today. Yeah. It's all good, though. We got another two shots for you tomorrow with Beat the Bank Extreme. And yes, I have posted the picture of the black hole on my Instagram and the Twitter.
Okay.
Whichever one is your favorite, at JSI5. It is blurry. And just so you know, it took an entire year, 8 telescopes, and a global network of scientists to produce this picture for us. And it is larger than our entire galaxy.
Wow.
The black hole that they have is.
Wow.
Wow, it's a...
It's pretty big.
Yeah.
Pretty lame photo.
Yeah, it's very... It looks like when you ask your mom to take a picture.
You would think scientists have, like, super HD. Right? What were you talking about, JC? 16K?
16K TV is going to come out. Sony's unveiled their 16K resolution TV.
16K?
It's huge. It's, like, it's as tall as a giraffe.
It's probably going to cost 116K.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know who's going to have one ready when Kelly goes out of town. I'm my man, Alan. What's up, Alan?
What's up?
Hey, Train in the house.
Hey, Train! He's all ready to go.
He embraced it.
Hey, Train in the house.
My man.
Still got
good
that.
Good morning, guys.
What's going on, buddy? So congratulations.
On which part? The Red Raiders lost, right?
No, not that, man. I'm sorry about that, but congratulations on Kelly finally admitting she was wrong.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But she didn't want to reveal it.
It was a big thing. Well... Yeah, I mean, she was. I think she admitted she was. But, you know, that happens like one out of every 100 times. Usually it's me that's wrong.
And I
admit that. But, yeah, she got me some flowers, which I thought was really nice.
Oh, that's cool.
That's very cool. Very humble.
We want details.
Well, you know, I mean... Basically, you know, we're a married couple. Like a lot of married couples, you can be a butthead sometimes to your spouse, but it's only like that 1% of the time.
Sure.
And like I said, you know, I mean, I think she admitted it this time, and she brought me flowers, which I thought was really nice. You know, I didn't. Uh-huh. I got kind of choked up because I've only been given flowers one other time, and that was Kelly. She gave me flowers once when I started a job, and so when she brought him in, I was like, "What is this?" You know, and it was just really nice. It was a nice way, Alan.
He's trying.
Sorry, I'm sorry.
He's cushioning the blow before he reveals what Kelly was wrong about. Now that's what a husband does.
He said basically, he said I was being a butthead.
Yeah, you were being a butthead.
That's what he's saying.
About
so it's like accumulation of a lot of butthead things that caused maybe have an argument where he lost enough and lost his temper, and rightfully so.
Yeah, because you're wrong.
Yeah, I was
being a butthead. you want like details on exactly what happened. It's like, you know, I mean, I don't think the details so much matter as much as when there's a conflict, somebody saying, "Hey, it was me. You know, I'm sorry," and just move on. You know, and that's what we try to do. So,
all right.
That is true. It's no fun living in a house when you're not speaking to each other, and when there's
awkward
tension. It's no fun. So somebody just has to be like, "It was me."
here, I can tell you this. There's a way I know that Kelly knows that she's wrong. So if we have an argument or we get in a fight about something,
okay.
When we go to bed, she won't kiss me goodnight if I'm wrong. But you know, she came to me that night and said, "Okay, goodnight," and gave me a kiss. I'm like, kind of grumbling still. And she gave me a kiss. So in my mind, I'm thinking, okay, she knows she's wrong on this one. So I knew the night before that she was already feeling like, oh, okay, well, I'm the one that, you know, screwed up. So maybe I should try to make this better. So that's one little thing I've noticed about her.
Aw. So you don't kiss if he's wrong, but when you're wrong, you're a kisser.
I don't know that that's true, but okay.
I'm going to take Alan's side. I'm Team Alan on that one.
Thank you, Al.
Sure.
Does she not kiss you when I'm wrong? Mad?
Yeah, she never kisses me when she's wrong either. Yeah.
Tomorrow on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Which means I'm always mad.
Thanks, Alan. We'll talk
to you
soon, buddy.
See you, buddy.
All right, we're still trying to give away that 10 grand with Beat the Bank Extreme. We'll play again tomorrow at 7:10 and 8:10 Central.
Plus, we want you to tell us your hashtag first world problems.
And... Oh, never mind.
And that's pretty cool, right?
That's pretty cool.
That's tomorrow on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.